He is the Word made flesh, completely consistent, entirely reliable, and fully. He doesn't have the inconsistencies held by sinful humanity. Instead, his yes means yes, and his no means no. It's completely made full in Jesus Christ. The New Living Translation explains the consistency of words and action in Christ. Here's verse 19 in that version of the Bible. For Jesus Christ, the Son of God, does not waver. He does not waver between yes and no. As God's ultimate yes, he always does what he says. Isn't that comforting to know that Christ is reliable, that Christ is authentic, that he always does what he says, his words and his actions are fully integrated? What a great comfort to know that our Savior has that sort of consistency. Take the Lord's Prayer, for example. Jesus teaches us how to pray the Lord's Prayer, but the humble Savior is also embedded in the prayer itself. You are aware of the ending, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Preaching the kingdom of God, Jesus is the true King. Demonstrating the power of God, Jesus is the one who performed miracles. He healed the sick. He fed the 5,000. He even raised Lazarus from dead to life. Glorifying God, the Son of God shines glory on God his Father. In the very end, before you say amen, you say forever. And forever indicates that eternal life is received by believing in the one who was sent from God, born in a manger, and died on a cross. What a powerful conclusion to an amazing prayer. Now, it's been prayed by the church for centuries. You may have noticed, though, that the final part of the Lord's Prayer is not found in Matthew or in Luke. In the earliest manuscripts of the Bible, it doesn't have, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, amen. That was part of the church tradition, started in maybe the first or second century AD. But as part of the church tradition, it's been a wonderful celebration of God's grace. With the saints who have gone before and believers all over the world, we repeatedly recite the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer. Here at Lakeview, it occurs every single Sunday after we share our prayers and praises. In doing so, we acknowledge the yes of God, the yes from God, and the yes for God. Thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thanks be to God for our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the decisive yes from God. Knowing that Jesus is the yes from our faithful God, we respond with gratitude. Our grateful response to God's grace is an authentic amen from the heart. Now, amen is not just, it's not just a period on a sentence. Like, you know, at the end of the book, you might see something that says, the end. Amen is more than just the ending of a prayer. It's not just prayer over, done, finito. No, it indicates that's the truth. Or may it be so. Or we stand here in agreement. We agree with what we just prayed for. We stand by it. One commentator understands amen to be the heartfelt response of God's thankful people. And he says this, the divine yes is the Son of God, eliciting the human amen, aligning the believer's confession with God's unchanging promises. In 2 Corinthians 12, we read that God's promises are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Did you hear that? We speak the amen to the glory of God. The amen is given for God's glory, not to us, O Lord, but to God be given the glory. As Paul said so clearly, we speak a resounding amen and give the glory 100% to God. But amen, what does amen mean? Now, years ago, Rose taught children's worship at Third Church in Zeeland, Michigan, to the little kids. And Zeeland, Michigan was the place where our two kids were born. Nevertheless, she taught the little kids in that class in children's worship that amen can be defined by three two-letter words. It is so. So you got one four-letter word, amen, defined by three two-letter words. It is so. I think that's pretty good. It's a statement of faith and a great way to bring your prayer to God to a resounding conclusion. In one of the commentaries, this suggestion is made. Whenever believers echo the simple yet profound word of amen, they stand with generations of the faithful, confessing, so be it. It is surely so. So we speak the amen at the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer, but we don't just want to provide lip service. People of God, we want to promote life service. In other words, we want our prayer and our lives to line up. How can we practice what we preach? How can we be transformed from fickle people into faithful followers of Christ? The Apostle Paul understands that it's all about the Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit. God has sealed us with the Holy Spirit. According to verse 22, God put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit. By the Spirit's power, we can start to live into the Lord's Prayer. In order to maintain some aspect of personal integrity and to be a credible witness out there in the world, we need to practice what we preach. We need to have our words and our actions line up. So the Spirit strengthens us to live by kingdom principles. Thy kingdom come. The Spirit fills our hearts with gratitude so we can truly thank God for our daily bread. The Spirit empowers us so that forgiven people can truly forgive their debtors. The Spirit gives us the fruit of self-control so we can say no to the evil one. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Overall, it's the Holy Spirit who cleanses our hearts and equips us to live for Christ, forming the Lord's Prayer into living, breathing examples of the reality in us. In conclusion, it's not about mine. It's all about thine. It's not about me. It's all about thee. It's not about my. It's all about thy. It's thy kingdom come, not my kingdom come. It's thine is the power, not mine. It's glory that rightly belongs to thee, not glory stolen by me. Overall, whenever you pray the Lord's Prayer, you acknowledge that every good thing comes from God. In fact, every blessing originates in the God who provides. The daily bread comes from God. The forgiveness comes from God. The power to resist temptation comes from God. Those are some excellent reasons to be grateful unto God. It provides a great occasion to declare with confidence, may it surely be, and may it begin with me. People of God, could I have an amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.